T Minus music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's true.
Radio Avenger. Rick Adams is on.
Radio Avenger. Hi, folks. That's me. Rick Adams is with you this afternoon on Republic Broadcasting Network. And today is September 7th, 2019. And you know what it'll be in a few days or so. Of course, we can't forget September 11th, 2001. All of these years have gone by, what, 18 years now, the anniversary, and we've grown accustomed to a whole new world order, a whole new philosophy, a whole new way of life, if you will, a way of death, shall we say, getting accustomed to a police state, getting accustomed to living in fear, and living under the watchful eye of government. Well, today I'm not going to do a program on 9/11 per se, despite this introduction. I think next weekend we may focus on it a little bit. We certainly have talked about it enough. You know the drill, I know the drill, pardon the pun. But a little later we'll mention a couple of aspects of this attack on America, from America, and from the Likud in the entity that calls itself Israel in the Middle East. We'll touch on that and certainly welcome calls on 9/11, of course. But I'm going to have a little bit of a couple of different aspects of this program, because we are living in these times, the times that even the apostles wanted to live in, and the apostles of Christ could not live in these times. The prophets, some of them probably wanted to live now too. I can't read their minds. None of us can. But I know that I'm happy that I'm living in these times when we are just completely on that road to the end of this age, as we call it, this eon of time, this period of time, and this second earth and heaven age that Jesus and God himself spoke of in the Word. We're living in a time that is obviously a time of topsy-turvy, absolutely insane, nonsensical happenings across the globe. Time of nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom, God's kingdom against Satan's kingdom, the truth versus the lie, police state, all of these things are raising their heads as never before, because never before has the world been so closely united by satellite, by cellular technology, and by all of the digital media that we have created, that man has created, that now is bringing this one world global union into focus. We can no longer live alone in the world. That was the Roosevelt mantra in the 1930s. We could no longer live as a peaceful, non-interventionist, non-aligned, non-meddling type of nation. We had to face a whole new world order, a time when America must give up her sovereignty, her individual traits as a nation uniquely created for God. We must change our whole way of life, our whole philosophy, and it takes a massive depression, a massive economic dislocation to accomplish these things, just as we have seen in recent years and we'll see again shortly. And it also takes a massive intervention to get America mobilized for militarism, warism, barbarism, and the like. That happened at Pearl Harbor in 1941, and it happened again on September 11, 2001. So, you see, these parallels are so apparent. Same cast of characters behind all of this. Satan's children doing Satan's work. And they are doing his work, bringing this whole world under their control, so they think. And yet, God is having the last laugh, my friends. It's amusing in a way, tragically so, because of all of the loss of lives and the loss of freedoms and the loss of liberty and the mindless, evil, historical facts and, you know, historical opportunities repeating themselves over and over and over again. But that's the history of this world. So I want to get into, in a little bit, some audio of a great video which deals actually with the Israelite people, the true Israelite people, the so-called lost tribes of Israel. And one fellow who has done yeoman work, I think, I don't know enough about him to say that he's fully correct, but apparently he's done some pretty good work, and that's Mr. Trench. And his work, Martin Trench, on the lost tribes and their migrations from captivity into Europe and elsewhere, obviously. So that's something that I think will be an eye-opener for this audience. And why do I say that? Because I believe that now, more than ever, with this grand deception taking place, as never before since the emergence of the evil fig tree in Jerusalem in 1948, the people need to know a little bit more about who's who, what's what, and who we are. Because right now, most Israelite people in the flesh do not know who they are, and they don't know who the so-called Israelites are, the so-called Jews are today. They have no clue. They really believe they are, quote, the tribes of Israel, all wrapped up into one, and that they themselves are Gentiles, so the other nations. I want to get into that in just a short while, you know, but I'm also going to get into a little bit of this global warming hoax, because as some of you know, I guess you could say a relatively brand new documentary has appeared on global warming, and it's called The Great Global Warming Swindle. I want to play a little bit from that video, because I do believe that it has brought forth some good points that once again dovetail with what we're talking about in terms of the grand deception and the new enemy that the whole world must come together and fight. This audience, I understand, is savvy, and RBN's listeners know most of this, but let me tell you, if you bring this up to most people on local yokel talk radio and these other venues that are corporate owned, they're not going to be able to appreciate the facts in the matter, because they don't have any focal point. They don't have any history. They don't have any basis for understanding. But we do. And it's very important in light of this overall scheme, this overall plan, to bring about the nations of the world coming together in a loss of sovereignty to sit at the seat of the chosen ones, to follow their plan, their blueprint for a whole new world order. So I do want to get into that, my friends, today, and spend a little bit of time very shortly. In fact, we will probably do that first, because as we get into the second hour, an art from Philly will join us today again. I'm going to get into a little bit of the other that I spoke of, the Israelite people of the Bible. You know, it's interesting with all of this talk about all of these shoots that are supposedly taking place and all of these mass shootings and mass terror incidents. It's very interesting in how the government, this government, under Mr. Trump, who's supposed to be the commander-in-chief, who is supposed to be the number one man who makes all the decisions, ha ha ha, that there is an attempt, very clearly now, very obviously, to find out who are those Americans across this land that are in possession, those weapons that the forces of evil, the diabolical forces, who pose as the forces of good, do not want them to have. So as you know, the other day, the federal government, Mr. Trump's administration, has issued an order for Apple and for Google to hand over the names of some, 10,000 users of a gun scope app. Now, of course, I don't use apps. I don't use any of that. Yeah, I have a cell phone only for basic use, which, again, I despise. I despise the whole use of it. I know where it's leading. I know what it's all about. But I do have it. Do I have any apps? No. Would I have any apps? None. Don't need them. Don't want them. Don't use them. And most people shouldn't either. Now, here's a good reason why, okay? If you own a rifle, you got a scope to go with it. The government might be able to soon know who you are, where you live, and how to reach you. That's because Apple and Google have been ordered, I don't think they even have to, but they've been ordered by the United States government to hand over the names, the phone numbers, and other identifying data of at least 10,000 users of this single gun scope app. Now, this is a good reason not to have an app. This is a good reason to avoid all contact with cellular technology when it comes to important matters. Because that phone is spyware. That phone is eavesdroppingware. And even as I speak to you over, right now, a landline, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, is able to monitor directly and indirectly any private conversation that I have with anybody, not just the broadcast, because that was written into legislation, as we know. The NSA itself supposedly cannot collect the data, but the phone companies working in the telecommunications industry, working in conjunction with the NSA, of course, can, because we in this post-9/11 world need to protect America, and need to protect American citizens, and need to protect the little ones that go to the little house that Karl Marx built, so that they won't be harmed, so that their precious little bodies won't be injured in any way. Because we love the children so much, because we love your freedom so much, because we love America so much, that we want to make you as safe as is humanly possible. Yeah, and if you believe that, Khrushchev said, you'll wait for a shrimp to whistle. That's right. Nikita Khrushchev used to make that statement. You'll believe a shrimp can whistle. Well, you know what? There are a number of Americans that are waiting for that shrimp to whistle. And I encounter them, and you encounter them all the time, the dumbest generation since World War II, that if you tell them something, they'll always say, so what? It doesn't matter. Isn't our freedom worth protecting at the hands of the government? What do you have to hide? If you don't have anything to hide, then don't worry about it. Don't be a worrywart. That cannot happen here. It happens elsewhere. It can happen elsewhere, but not in America, because we're Americans. It just can't take place. This government, our government, especially under Trump, would never permit this to happen. Trust me, believe me. And there we go again with the Khrushchev's syndrome, my friend. Well, you know, let me tell you something. In the scriptures, the Apostle Paul had it right. You know, when he talks about the deception of the end times, he's talking about the evil deception that takes place on another level, a spiritual level. Not just in high places in this world, but the highest spiritual warfare that is taking place in this world of ours today, all across the globe. Hi, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 on, he's warning the church then, Corinth. He's telling them in verse 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Well, today we've got the infidels. You talk about Islam, and you talk about all the other religions, but the infidels are in our midst, even, and yes, maybe especially in the churches. The spiritual dwarfs. He's talking about the church. He's talking about the pastors and the teachers. He's worried about them. He's warning the church. And he says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord himself, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You see? The Father, up in heaven, sees all of this, looks down, and gives commandments. And the commandments are very seldom obeyed or adhered to by the Lord's people. They just don't listen. They never have. Some have, yeah. But most, unfortunately, like the sheep, have gone astray. Now we need Paul and his teaching more than ever before. We need it now more than ever before. Because we are living in that age of deception, especially in Christendom, where we've got wolves in sheep's clothing. Wolves who are appearing as sheep. As I keep telling people all the time, they look for a Satan to come who is going to be the most grotesque, the most ugly, the most detestable, horrific thing that one could ever imagine. And that is not only not true, but it is the exact opposite of the truth. For Satan masquerades as an angel of what? Of light. He knocks at the door and says, good morning. Tip of the morning to you. I'm here to help you. Can I give you a ride? Can I give you some food? Can I feed you? Can I clothe you? Can I take you to school? Can I teach you the ways of God? Can I teach you the things you should know to help you? I don't want to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. I'm your friend. Trust me. Isn't that how you see the image of rabbis always on television, always in the Hollywood industry, as those delightful little nice little brim-headed, you know, those nice flip-of-the-hat type of yarmulke guys that come and say, good morning, Mrs. Jones. We love you. How are you, my good neighbor? We love you, and we love your God. We all worship the same God. Come, let us come together. Huh? Sweet. Syrupy. Smooth. Just like Eleanor Roosevelt. Like I said, I tell people about the videos, and they think that that's terrible. They call her the grand lady, the grandest of the first ladies of history in America, because she was so sweet when she talked. She was so lovely and so kind-hearted and so insightful and articulate and marvelous. And I always have to remind them, if they know their scriptures, and they don't, but if they did, they'd know Satan comes with a velvety, smooth voice. He doesn't screech. He doesn't yell like I'm doing. He doesn't go on a rant. He is wonderful. He sounds almost like Walter Cronkite, and that's the way it is. Or one of the others, Douglas Kuiker, Eric the Red Severide, and a host of others. Trust us. We're here to help you. That's how Satan comes, just as Jesus. All right, we'll come right back to all of this and our video presentations, audio, in just a few. Stay tuned, Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on Republic Broadcasting.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Here we are back again, ladies and gentlemen, and want to begin this segment talking a little bit about this major new enemy that we've had the last several years called global warming or climate change, whatever name they choose to use at any given time. And boy, if you didn't know any better, you'd believe it. You'd say, my goodness, it's happening, and the Earth is just undergoing a major transformation, and it's all because we just haven't been very good with our fuels or our carbon dioxide and our use of energy, our greed, our consumption, all of these things, which, of course, the U.S. military continues to use with an exponential rise in increase. All of these things that the elite say is necessary to protect us and keep us safe are the very energies that they say we are wasteful of and we should not be consuming, because America consumes too much of the world's resources. Never mind that Americans have always created and exploited and used and found and turned into useful purposes those energy resources that the United States and its engineers and those who have had the ingenuity and the capital to be able to drill for oil and do a whole host of other things has been their bailiwick. You know, it hasn't been the third world so-called nations, although we are rapidly becoming that third world nation due to these hoaxes, such as the global warming hoax. I want to share with you a little bit of this hour and 15-minute documentary, The Global Warming Swindle, that has been released, and by Wisdom Land, it has been posted online, and I'm going to have Ken begin on this one and start exactly where I told him to begin. I did about 16 minutes in or so. Go ahead, Ken. Let's hear a little bit about this. No. Global warming, the second one. Second one.
One of the problems that is plaguing the models is that they predict that as you go up through the atmosphere, except in the polar regions, that the rate of warming increases. And it's quite clear from two data sets, not just satellite data, which everybody talks about, but from weather balloon data, that you don't see that effect. In fact, it looks like the surface temperatures are warming slightly more than the upper air temperatures. That's a big difference.
That data gives you a handle on the fact that what you're seeing is warming that probably is not due to greenhouse gases.
That is, the observations do not show an increase with altitude. In fact, most observations show a slight decrease in the rate of warming with altitude. So in a sense, you can say that the hypothesis of man-made global warming is falsified by the evidence.
So the recent warming of the Earth happened in the wrong place and at the wrong time. Most of the warming took place in the early part of the 20th century and occurred mostly at the Earth's surface, the very opposite of what should have happened according to the theory of man-made global warming.
I am Al Gore. I used to be the next president of the United States of America.
Former Vice President Al Gore's emotional film, An Inconvenient Truth, is regarded by many as the definitive popular presentation of the theory of man-made global warming. His argument rests on one all-important piece of evidence taken from ice core surveys in which scientists drilled deep into the ice to look back into Earth's climate history hundreds of thousands of years. The first ice core survey took place in Vostok in the Antarctic. What it found, as Al Gore correctly points out, was a clear correlation between carbon dioxide and temperature.
We're going back in time now, 650,000 years. Here's what the temperature has been on our Earth. Now, one thing that kind of jumps out at you is, did they ever fit together? Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. The relationship is actually very complicated. But there is one relationship that is far more powerful than all the others, and it is this. When there is more carbon dioxide, the temperature gets warmer.
Al Gore says the relationship between temperature and CO2 is complicated, but he doesn't say what those complications are. In fact, there was something very important in the ice core data that he failed to mention. Professor Ian Clark is a leading Arctic paleoclimatologist who looks back into the Earth's temperature record tens of millions of years.
When we look at climate on long scales, we're looking for geological material that actually records climate. If we're to take an ice sample, for example, we use isotopes to reconstruct temperature, but the atmosphere that's imprisoned in that ice, we liberate, and then we look at the CO2 content.
Professor Clark and others have indeed discovered, as Al Gore says, a link between carbon dioxide and temperature.
And we are coming right back to this documentary. Folks, stay tuned. Rick Adams Uncensored here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, right back now to this documentary on the global warming hoax.
But what Al Gore doesn't say is that the link is the wrong way round.
So here we're looking at the ice core record from Vostok, and in the red we see temperature going up from early time to later time at a very key interval when we came out of a glaciation. And we see the temperature going up, and then we see the CO2 coming up. CO2 lags behind that increase. It's got an 800-year lag. So temperature is leading CO2 by 800 years.
There have now been several major ice core surveys. Every one of them shows the same thing. The temperature rises or falls, and then, after a few hundred years, carbon dioxide follows.
So obviously, carbon dioxide is not the cause of that warming. In fact, we can say that the warming produced the increase in carbon dioxide.
CO2 clearly cannot be causing temperature changes. It's a product of temperature. It's following temperature changes.
The ice core record goes to the very heart of the problem we have here. They said, if the CO2 increases in the atmosphere as a greenhouse gas, then the temperature will go up. But the ice core record shows exactly the opposite. So the fundamental assumption the most fundamental assumption of the whole theory of climate change due to humans is shown to be wrong.
But how can it be that higher temperatures lead to more CO2 in the atmosphere? To understand this, we must first restate the obvious point that carbon dioxide is a natural gas produced by all living things.
Few things annoy me more than to hear people talking about carbon dioxide as being a pollutant. You're made of carbon dioxide. I'm made of carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is how living things grow.
What's more, humans are not the main source of carbon dioxide.
Humans produce a small fraction in the single digits percentage-wise of the CO2 that is produced in the atmosphere.
Volcanoes produce more CO2 each year than all the factories and cars and planes and other sources of man-made carbon dioxide put together. More still comes from animals and bacteria, which produce about 150 gigatons of CO2 each year, compared to a mere 6.5 gigatons from humans. An even larger source of CO2 is dying vegetation, from falling leaves, for example, in the autumn. But the biggest source of CO2 by far is the oceans. Carl Wunsch is professor of oceanography at MIT. He was also visiting professor in oceanography at Harvard University and University College London, and a senior visiting fellow in mathematics and physics at the University of Cambridge. He is the author of four major textbooks on oceanography.
The ocean is the major reservoir into which carbon dioxide goes when it comes out of the atmosphere, or to from which it is re-emitted to the atmosphere. If you heat the surface of the ocean, it tends to emit carbon dioxide. So similarly, if you cool the ocean surface, the ocean can dissolve more carbon dioxide.
So the warmer the oceans, the more carbon dioxide they produce, and the cooler they are, the more they suck in. But why is there a time lag of hundreds of years between a change in temperature and a change in the amount of carbon dioxide going into or out of the sea? The reason is that oceans are so big and so deep, they take literally hundreds of years to warm up and cool down. This time lag means the oceans have what scientists call a memory of temperature changes.
The ocean has a memory of past events running out as far as 10,000 years. So, for example, if somebody says, oh, I'm seeing changes in the North Atlantic, this must mean that the climate system is changing. It may only mean that something happened in a remote part of the ocean decades or hundreds of years ago, whose effects are now beginning to show up in the North Atlantic.
The current warming began long before people had cars or electric lights. In the past 150 years, the temperature has risen just over half a degree Celsius. But most of that rise occurred before 1940. Since that time, the temperature has fallen for four decades and risen for three. There is no evidence at all from Earth's long climate history that carbon dioxide has ever determined global temperatures. But if CO2 doesn't drive Earth's climate, what does? The common belief that carbon dioxide is driving climate change is at odds with much of the available scientific data. Data from weather balloons and satellites, from ice core surveys, and from the historical temperature records. But if CO2 isn't driving climate, what is?
Isn't it bizarre to think that it's humans, you know, when we're filling up our car, turning on our lights, that we're the ones controlling climate? Just look in the sky. Look at that massive thing, the sun. Even humans at our present 6.5 billion are minute relative to that.
In the late 1980s, solar physicist Piers Corbin decided to try a radically new way of forecasting the weather. Despite the huge resources of the official Met Office, Corbin's new technique consistently produced more accurate results. He was hailed in the national press as a super weatherman. The secret of his success was the sun.
The origin of our solar weather technique of long-range forecasting came originally from study of sunspots and a desire to predict those. And then I realised it was actually much more interesting to use the sun to predict the weather.
Sunspots, we now know, are intense magnetic fields which appear at times of higher solar activity. But for many hundreds of years, long before this was properly understood, astronomers around the world used to count the number of sunspots in the belief that more spots heralded warmer weather. In 1893, the British astronomer Edward Maunder observed that during the Little Ice Age, there were barely any spots visible on the sun, a period of solar inactivity which became known as the Maunder Minimum. But how reliable are sunspots as an indicator of the weather?
I decided to test it by gambling on the weather through William Hill against what the Met Office said was a normal expectation. And I won money month after month after month after month. Last winter, the Met Office said it could be or would be an exceptionally cold winter. We said, no, that is nonsense, it's going to be very close to normal. And we specifically said when it would be cold, i.e. after Christmas and February. We were right, they were wrong.
In 1991, senior scientists at the Danish Meteorological Institute decided to compile a record of sunspots in the 20th century and compare it with the temperature record. What they found was an incredibly close correlation between what the sun was doing and changes in temperature on Earth. Solar activity, they found, rose sharply to 1940, fell back for four decades until the 1970s, and then rose again after that.
When we saw this correlation between the temperature and solar activity or sunspot cycle lengths, then people said to us, okay, it can be just a coincidence. So how can we prove that it's not just a coincidence? Well, one obvious thing is to have a longer time series or different time series. Then we went back in time.
So Professor Friis Christiansen and his colleagues examined 400 years of astronomical records to compare sunspot activity against temperature variation. Once again, they found that variations in solar activity were intimately linked to temperature variation on Earth. It was the sun, it seemed, not carbon dioxide or anything else, that was driving changes in the climate. In a way, it's not surprising. The sun affects us directly, of course, when it sends down its heat. But we now know the sun also affects us indirectly through clouds. Clouds have a powerful cooling effect, but how are they formed? In the early 20th century, scientists discovered that the Earth was constantly being bombarded by subatomic particles. These particles, which they called cosmic rays, originated, it was believed, from exploding supernovae far beyond our solar system. When the particles coming down meet water vapor rising up from the sea, they form water droplets and make clouds. But when the sun is more active and the solar wind is strong, fewer particles get through, and fewer clouds are formed. Just how powerful this effect was became clear only recently, when an astrophysicist, Professor Nir Shaviv, decided to compare his own record of cloud-forming cosmic rays with the temperature record created by a geologist, Professor Jan Weitzer, going back 600 million years. What they found was that when cosmic rays went up, the temperature went down. When cosmic rays went down, the temperature went up. Clouds and the Earth's climate were very closely linked. To see how close, you just flip the lines.
We just compared the graphs, just put them one upon the other, and it was just amazing. Jan Weitzer looked at me and says, you know, we have very explosive data here.
I've never seen such vastly different records coming together so beautifully to show really what was happening over that long period of time.
The climate was controlled by the clouds. The clouds were controlled by cosmic rays. And the cosmic rays were controlled by the sun. It all came down to the sun.
If you had...
Skip forward ahead a little bit to that number, and now we'll get to the bottom of this whole myriad of lies.
Disastrous effect on the world's poorest people.
Global warming campaigners say it does no harm to be on the safe side. Even if the theory of man-made climate change is wrong, we should impose draconian measures to cut carbon emissions just in case. They call this the precautionary principle.
The precautionary principle is a very interesting beast. It's basically used to promote a particular agenda and ideology. It's always used in one direction only. It talks about the risks of using a particular technology, fossil fuels, for example, but never about the risks of not using it. It never talks about the benefits of having that technology.
Anne Muagela is about to cook a meal for her children. She is one of the 2 billion people, a third of the world's population, who have no access to electricity. Instead, they must burn wood or dried animal dung in their homes. The indoor smoke this creates is the deadliest form of pollution in the world. According to the World Health Organization, 4 million children under the age of 5 die each year from respiratory diseases caused by indoor smoke, and many millions of women die early from cancer and lung disease for the same reason.
If you were to ask a rural person to define development, they'll tell you, yes, I'll know I've moved to the next level when I have electricity. Actually, not having electricity creates such a long chain of problems, because the first thing you will miss is the light. So you get that they have to go to sleep earlier, because there's no light. There's no reason to stay awake. I mean, you can't talk to each other in darkness.
No refrigeration or modern packaging means that food cannot be kept. A fire in the hut is too smoky and consumes too much wood to be used as heating. There is no hot water. We in the West cannot begin to imagine how hard life is without electricity. The life expectancy of people who live like this is terrifyingly short, their existence impoverished in every way. A few miles away, the UN is hosting its conference on global warming in its plush gated headquarters. The gift shop is selling souvenirs of peasant tribal life, while delegates discuss how to promote what are described as sustainable forms of electrical generation. Africa has coal, and Africa has oil, but environmental groups are campaigning against the use of these cheap sources of energy. Instead, they say Africa and the rest of the developing world should use solar and wind power. A short drive out of Nairobi, we find our first solar panel. A Kenyan public health official has brought us to a clinic which serves several villages. The only electrical implements in the clinic are the electric lights and a refrigerator in which to keep vaccines, medicine, and blood samples. Electricity is provided by 2 solar panels.
So what can it do successfully?
Lighting.
Lighting only?
Yes.
What happens when you put lighting plus the refrigerator and others? What happens?
It sounds an alarm.
It sounds an alarm?
Yeah.
Then it, can we maybe see that?
The solar panels allow Dr. Samuel Mwangi to use either the lights or the refrigerator, but not both at the same time. If he does, the electricity shuts down. Wind and solar power are notoriously unreliable as a source of electricity and are at least 3 times more expensive than conventional forms of electrical generation.
The question would be, how many people in Europe, how many people in the United States are already using that kind of energy? And how cheap is it? You see, if it's expensive for the Europeans, if it's expensive for the Americans, and we are talking about poor Africans, you know, it doesn't make sense. The rich countries can afford to engage in some luxurious experimentation with other forms of energy. But for us, we are still at the stage of survival.
All right. right, we can stop there. That really signifies everything. In a nutshell, the ultimate paradox in this whole debate, this whole, if you want to call it a debate, I don't. It's obviously, as the allusion was made, an agenda. And this agenda came basically from these, well, these assorted freaks of nature, and was given breath of life, so to speak, by the UN. And this is the whole, now you see, the purpose of the UN was to create global economics, global energy issues, global famine issues, global solutions to global problems. That was the whole concept of this evil, ambitious organization called the United Nations. And now you can understand why. It's all designed to take the place of God. And this is what I've been saying for all of these years. By the way, this documentary, I'll come right back to it, was actually first released in 2007 in the UK and has been given new life. All right, we'll come right back, folks. Much more to come.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's all so interesting because one of the people who has given feedback on this video that is up on YouTube stated very clearly that when he searched this on YouTube, He got no results. He had to link from another source because YouTube itself is trying to suppress this video. Now, it just so happens that I read this week in the Times of Israel, TOI, that the ADL, other organizations are applauding, they are applauding the efforts of YouTube to censor, to bring down, to purge all of these extremist websites, channels, and so forth and so on that have preached conspiracy theories, as they call them, and hate. They're very pleased that this has taken place. However, more needs to be done, as they've said. We need to get the rest of them off because they continue to sneak through and they get in under the radar. And they haven't named them, but I'm sure that we could procure a list from the ADL Mafia and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they could provide us with a list of all of these types of videos, many of whom, as I've said before, many of them come from networks themselves, not just Fox News, but others, that happen to have within them incorporated some of the very commentaries and so-called conspiracy theories that they don't like. So what to do? Can we devise that AI plan that will just go right down and up the ladder and see which programs we can interdict before they get posted? Could we possibly eliminate all of them ahead of time so that little children and young college students and others who are searching for answers might not be able to come upon this horrifying stuff and do injury to their mental hygiene? Well, we're working on it. Folks, that is what we're getting. This is a police state of the mind, which just happens to be what Babylon is all about. That's right. The end time Babylon is a Babylonian captivity in the minds of people, the minds of the world's population, to believe in that make-believe world where the government of the world, all of the nations come together under one roof, that UN philosophy, that UN framework, and believe the lies that are being preached to them. That's why this whole global warming scandal and hoax and scam is just one of many that are being used to change the way America and the world must live. Going back to the Reese Committee in Congress in 1953, and that subcommittee on tax-exempt foundations, it all came out then. We are working to bring down the lifestyle and the standard of living of America while bringing up the world, the third world, so that we can be comfortably merged in a one-world system. Folks, it's right in the faces of the people, and they can't see it, right? All right, hour number two coming right up. And wait till you hear what's coming. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.